Welcome everybody, Shir number 931. We're learning today Lerefuah Shleima Miriam Chaya Esther Basara. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zisu. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rab Moshe. Getting back to our Malcha of Makkah Bepatish. Okay, so we were going through the last couple of Shirim in reference to clapping and dancing on Shishadov real quickly. What the subject is all about. Lamaisa, the bottom line is we did see in the Ramah, he brought Tosfos that it is okay because of the fact that there's no gezeira today nowadays that in reference to clapping and dancing. Mishabura brought down Lamaisa, worst case scenario should only be done in Makkah Mitzvah, but not to rely on it in other instances. Just stomp to clap, but to clap like this, we said, is no problem. It's only if you're doing it in a rhythmic type of a form or to a beat and so on. Just stomp to clap to get somebody's attention, we said that's not the issue. Just real quickly to finish off the subject, the Sefer Yetzer Halachos brings down also in conjunction with that which we spoke about from Ramosha, it's mashma from the Aruch HaShulchan, that also the bottom line is that v'chol zeh l'umay tzchus av Yerushalayim yachmir la'atzmai, that's good. The people do it, but if Shemaim should try and be machmir, he does bring down, like we said, from the Mishabura, only in case of a mitzvah. Kafachaim says, because of lahachmer afila b'makom mitzvah. Okay. But one thing I do want to stress that he does bring down also, which we saw, that he brings it actually from the Sefer Nishmas Shabbos, Sefer Yetzer Halachos, when somebody's clapping by tefillah from being, Metzino Lesa, he says, the loy Metzino Lesa, ela letapech b'shas zemira. When you have it, Shemor b'shas tefillah, even if it's from simcha, daving and you're enjoying it in Islavis and these type of things while you're davening, so that then you're clapping, so that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about when it's done in a rhythmic type form. Okay, so now just to go through another few interesting things in reference to this Indian. First of all, the Sefer Yetzer Halachos brings down, and so does the Sefer Shabbos Home, that kol she'ein magbim haragleihem in a karka. In other words, let's say they go around in a circle, right? Again, not Simchas Torah. We said that's okay. That's not the issue. We're talking about now. Let's say Shabbos and Yom Tov. And sometimes you go around in the circle, or maybe by your Sheva Brochas or whatever. It's not. So he says, Kol Shei Magbi in the Regleim in a Karka. If you're just walking around in the circle, with the singing a little bit over there, whatever the case is, by your Sheva Brochas, by Mitzvah, maybe by Tefillah, whatever the case is, he said, that's not a problem. Ella Oisin Eagle Saviv, you're just making a round circle. Ein Bechlal Isra Rakida. That's not called dancing. That's not the problem where we say, whereby the Machaber says one should not dance on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Just walking around in a circle, even though it's to a tune, that's not dancing. Dancing means dancing. You're picking up your feet and you're dancing. So that's number one. Just walking around, Bechlal is not, according to everybody, that would be okay. According to the Mechaber and according to Ramah. So brings down again the Sefer Yetzer Halachos and the Sefer Shabbos Home. Now, the Sefer Shabbos Home also brings down, he brings from the Sefer Nishma Shabbos, again, in conjunction, because we saw back and forth two different ways. It's really hard to say 100% either way, but I just want to go through some various different Mahalchim from various different poskim. So we see, you see somebody clapping, he has what to rely on. See somebody doesn't clap, they do a backhandedly, he has what to rely on. So we have to, it's important to know various different shitas. He brings down like this, as a Sefer Shabbos Home, some poskim rule that a person, he says some poskim rule, he doesn't say mut, he says some poskim rule, okay, again, like we said, that a person may clap while singing during Suda's mitzvah. You have a Suda's mitzvah, such as by Shabbos Suda, Sheva Brachis, right, and in the honor of a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, Sheva Brachis, a bar mitzvah possibly, right, Shabbos Suda, and so on. No, so he says some place can, because this is a mitzvah, like we saw in the Mishabura. Similarly, one is permitted, he says, to singing during davening, for this too honors the mitzvah. So many people just clap during davening because it's all part of the mitzvah. I do want to mention, though, that when it comes, sometimes you have at the Shabbos table, you want to, bring somebody up. Let's say somebody's a little bit not so much with Shabbos, Rahman Islam, whatever the case is, you want to bring them, show them the beauty of Shabbos. Zemira is what Zemira is all about. So then these cases to clap, definitely is Yeshal Milismach. One shouldn't start clapping backhanded and show him like he's doing it funny, whatever. Show him the real love of Shabbos, the real love of singing Zemiris, the beautiful words of Shabbos Kodesh, right? And we sing it and we clap and even to dance if possible, is definitely. Definitely, the Yeshami Lismach to show somebody what Shabbos is all about. these cases that we're saying back and forth, it's just if somebody sees like this, they'll know like this. You see the other way, you know like that. But when it comes to bringing somebody close to Shabbos, you really, this definitely is, it, one should do all they could that they're allowed to do to show them the beauty of Shabbos. Now, another thing, I just want to read from the Sefer Lama Tes Malachas. Brings down the Yitzir Malachas also. It says, many times, V'chein yesh lahata sipek b'yadayim v'rikad b'raglayim. We spoke about banging their hands from the slavas from the tefillah. Sometimes people bang with their feet. You know, a lot of times people are really davening strong. They're banging with their feet, you know. B'chol Shabbos v'yom tov k'shem yom shiris v'sishboch etzal Hashem yizbarach d'kula n'havi b'chol simcha shel mitzvah. He says, this is all part of simcha shel mitzvah. This is also no problem. Just bang with your feet, again, from the hislavas, from the kavonis of davening and so on. And it's mamash, it's a simcha shel mitzvah. This is also perfectly fine, even though it's done on Shabbos and yom tov. Okay, so now just to finish off, Lamaisa says it's a Sefer Lama Tes Malachas, the same thing which we've been talking about. We're not going to just keep on going over it again and again. Obviously, he says singing is not the issue. He says, however, dancing and clapping, that's where the machloikas is, Lamaisa. But again, he brings down those poiskim that there are those many who are makel, even to the point, but he brings at the end, interesting, that based on this view of those who are makel, like we saw in the Ramon, and so on, based on this view, many people permit themselves to clap regular, and even to drum, he says, even to drum their fingers. Again, their fingers. You can't take drumsticks, you can't take, and you can't take forks and knives and start banging. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about stomping with their fingers, either clapping or banging with the fingers, however it is. To clap or to drum even with their fingers while singing on Shabbos. Again, in conjunction with a mitzvah. So that's a good, important thing to keep in mind. You know, if you see somebody doing it, so is definitely Yesh HaMilismach in conjunction with all that. And the Sefer Aruch HaShulchan also is on the Mekel side. He says, Bechlal, our banging today that we have is not what they were talking about in the days of Chazal. Okay, that's a little bit of a different issue. I'm not going to get into that right now. But just to sum up the whole thing, the bottom line is, what should one do? Everybody should know what their minig is or whatever the case is, and or what they do in their shul or their minig, or talk to their own rav in general. But definitely those who clap, like we said, bottom line is those who clap backhanded. There's what to be machmer for. We saw Reb Moshe, the Kaf HaChaim says to be machmer. Reb Moshe says Baal Nefesh should be machmer, and so on. And to those who clap backhanded, and those who clap the regular way, those who dance, and those who even as far as like we saw in the Sefer Lama Tes Malachas, possibly even a drum beat with their fingers. And so on. That's what he says. The drum their fingers while singing on Shabbos, based on this view. So many people permit themselves. So even that far, there is what to rely on in conjunction with all the various different amounts of information that we've been talking about until now. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha kol tov.